Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Neocon Monday morning, first day of the show, and I'm with Joe Perry, the Vice President of Global Marketing and Brands with Universal Fibers based in Bristol. Joe, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Glad to see you.
So, you've won a Best of Neocon Gold for fiber. That's fantastic for a product called Thrive, and it's a nylon 6/6 with a lot better sustainability story than we've seen thus far with 6/6, right?
That's right, Kemp. And hopefully what you've seen as best up until now has been from us also with Refresh Fiber. But as I think you've heard from us in the past, our quest in sustainability is a journey. It's not a destination. And where we've been with Refresh, we've taken that further now with Thrive.
All right, so tell us a little bit about it. I mean, I know it's got a great life cycle assessment. And also, for those linheads that are listening to this, tell us how you're getting there or what you can share with us on that.
Well, first, let me provide some assurance around the performance attributes with Thrive. Those attributes are everything the market has come to expect from us. It is a nylon 6/6. It does offer permanent stain resistance, which is encapsulated, not topically applied. We do offer it in our exclusive 600 denier fiber weights, and also make it available in 284 colors. So the market should be assured of all of those things that they've enjoyed from Prisma and Refresh till now. What we've done with Thrive is built in more sustainability, and we've done that by increasing the amount of pre-consumer content from 10% to 65%, Kemp, and of course still offering the 10% post-consumer content, which is largely sourced from reclaimed carpet fiber that we clean and then reintroduce into the fiber. So that brings the total recycled content to 75%, which is something we're extremely proud of.
Mm-hmm. Now, on a lot of these remelt processes, it was hard to get bright colors and some of these lighter colors, and I guess you figured out how to do that, haven't you?
That's right. Of course, we've had that technology since so much of that color compounding happens internally with Universal Fiber, always a key differentiator for us. So we've always thought of ourselves as color experts. Whether you knew it or not, I don't know, Kemp, but we were first to solution dye.
So I knew that.
So that's something that's definitely a core competency for us and lives with Thrive.
Uh-huh. You know, you're the founder of your company up in Bristol, Virginia, was the first company to do solution dyed nylon, right?
That's correct. And we did it for General Motors. Actually, it lived in the red Corvette.
So, you know, Universal Fibers has put a lot of emphasis behind this whole sustainability message. Most people know that Brandon McSheehy is the chairman of the CARE, which is Corporate America Recovery Effort. So he splits his time as being your head intellectual property guy and product development guy and also doing that. And then you come out with Thrive and win this Best of Neocon Gold Award. When you come here and you interact with the specifiers, the architects, and interior designers, are they impressed with this message?
They really are. There's something about Universal Fibers that's not so much around the company that we are, but more so the people that we are. And that human element, which is probably our greatest asset, is what resonates best in the marketplace at all levels, whether it's A&D, facility managers, our mill customers. We believe in inclusive thinking, partnership, collaboration. All the great technology that we'd like to think we've helped deliver to the world has never happened in a vacuum. It's always happened in partnership, through collaboration, and that kind of connectivity always exists.
Now, Joe, you also won an award for, I guess, Best of Booth. So talk a little bit about what's going on here in your space.
What our objective is every year, Kemp, and I thank you for bringing that up. It gives me an opportunity, if you don't mind, to pile on a bit and be even more proud. This is actually our third consecutive year of receiving such that honor. Our objective every year is to deliver connectivity and collaboration to our visitors. We want to make sure that when they come see us, they're able to touch the product, they're able to work with us, shoulder with us, on a one-wall feature wall that we always have in the booth, where they're able to engage. Pictures are taken, they're loaded onto their cameras. Those camera images are then loaded onto our color island, which prints out images of that activity and how our universal colors live in maybe the colors that they're wearing that day. And if it's not a picture they want it done with themselves, maybe their children or their favorite dog, they're welcome to do that too. But it's always around that engagement.
So, Joe, who designed this space for you?
We've been with Gensler's Brand Studio here in Chicago, Kemp, for the last 4 years. That group is led by Kim Lindstrom, where they helped us understand more about ourselves, actually, why the audiences that you mentioned earlier does resonate with us. And it is about the fact that we're human and we're people, we're approachable. So not only do they help us with understanding our brand and our messaging around that brand, but of course they handle all of our facility design work and trade show design work as well.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable space. Says congratulations. Let me just tell you, I went to the Cool event last night. They gave 7 projects awards, and I think 5 of them had polished concrete as the main floor type. And yet we know that When you start looking at all of the interior floors inside offices, carpet still is the primary floor type. So it's thanks to these kinds of innovations like life cycle assessments and things like that, that people can justify having the right kind of floor, some people would say, for great acoustics, great slip and fall performance, and a, you know, cozy, soft environment, right? Mm-hmm.
That's correct. There will always be a need for soft flooring of some kind, regardless of what the current trends are. If they're more into resilient or even hard surface, there'll be acoustical needs or non-slip for healthcare or food service. And that's another advantage that we like to think we offer from Universal Fibers. We're offering four core chemistries. So some of those things may not call for a nylon 6/6. Maybe it's a PET, or maybe it's a 6 or a PTT, right? The evolution of the flooring industry never stops, and we like to think we're always a key factor in it.
Yeah, okay, great. Joe, it's good to spend time with you. Congratulations on your two awards. Again, been talking to Joe Perry, who's Vice President of Marketing and Brands for Universal Fibers, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDeli.net.